Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's say what's happening to Tamron Jardine and Baby.
Hello, hello.
Stevie French also in the building.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Very well. Nobody could hear that because apparently our levels are off online.
It's okay though, because the podcast, everything will be fine. So if you're listening to the podcast of this right now,
happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or Tuesday.
Evening.
You know what? Well, I'm going to leave a little bit of a blank space and then you fill it in with whatever day it is. So happy day.
Yeah. Power. And from that to women who have C-sections, this is something that we wanted to discuss today.
Who wanted to discuss that?
Who put in the C-sections topic on the LRT? Producer Kat, is that you?
Yeah. Okay. But you know who suggested it?
Who?
Jono.
Oh, Jono.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other weird news, my yoga instructor delivered her child by herself next to a river when she was 19.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Tamron, what do you do? I mean, that information is obviously quite relevant to you because you're about to have a baby. How are you processing?
Would you do it by yourself next to a river?
Hell
you're
no.
A bit old, but no. For my story's sake.
No, can we just clarify what is a C-section?
It's where they cut you open and take the baby out.
Oh, that's heavy.
Oh, okay, wait. No, I do have a relevant piece of information. Not a Stevie story, although Ari's like, I believe you. No, so my cousin is studying medicine at the moment, and she's in fifth year, and she delivered her first baby via C-section last week. And she said it was just crazy. It's, you know, they're at Chris Hani, and they're, you know, the surgeon's in there, and he's got the thing open, and the surgeon goes to, okay, now you need to pull the stomach apart so I can get the baby out.
Oh.
And she's going like this, and she's like, trying to think. And he's like, no, do it more. Like, literally rip the bag open.
Like it's
and
Christmas.
She said, like it's Christmas. And she said it was so off, it was so weird for her because she didn't know how much pressure she could apply and stuff like that.
Okay. I did ask the question, so.
I want to give natural birth. It's something I really want to give. Russie is not keen on me giving natural birth, obviously, because C-section's safer for the baby. The baby comes out quicker. The baby's not going through the like traumatic birthing canal. And but however, in terms of baby, the actual like process of coming through the birth canal, the stretching and elongating is healthier for the baby because it squeezes out all the fluids that have been inside its lungs.
But what's less painful for the mother?
C-section.
A C-section, but at the
but
same
it does take you longer to heal.
Yeah, so you can't drive, you can't lift anything, you can't do anything for 6 weeks after. Because it's like having a major surgery.
Mm.
They open you up, they cut you open, they move your intestines, they move all your body parts.
Kat, can you bring a bucket in here?
I can barely deal with it.
And then they take the baby out. And then the baby gets like, so the father can't even cut the umbilical cord. Mm. They cut the umbilical cord. Then they give the father, and the father cuts like a little piece off. So they say he cut it, and then they tie the baby's belly button. And then baby gets put on mom's chest. Then baby gets taken out. Then mom carries on because you've got to carry on like they've got to take out the placenta and the afterbirth and all of that wonderful, fabulous stuff. And then they've like got to like
sew it back up.
Sew you back up and move you back into place.
But if you have regular birth, like you can basically walk the next day. Yeah. It's quite.
No, that is they literally say you give birth and then within 2 hours you should be walking.
But now, sure, well, that's heavy.
I like to think of like Springbok and Impala because they just do it while they're walking. You know?
Really? They just drop the baby out.
They just drop the baby out and the baby gets straight up. You know, it's okay. It's natural. It's supposed to come out of there.
I wouldn't suggest walking around and dropping the baby out. But why?
A lot of people
that I know that, and by the way, I hate these conversations because I like get freaked out if someone cuts their finger and there's blood and I run out the room screaming. So a lot of people that I've spoken to, they want a natural birth in the beginning and then they land up having to have a C-section.
Because you don't dilate.
What is that about?
So your cervix has to dilate so that the baby can come out.
Okay. Oh, so they don't. Okay. So that doesn't happen.
Their cervix stays closed.
But there's a lot of reasons that you would have to go into C-section, like
but most
emergency
of the time it's
C-sections.
Because of dilation, like you're not dilating, or the baby's umbilical cord's wrapped around the neck, or the
Look at me. I'm like talking about it more that like I would know better than you do. I'm not reading what to expect.
There's so many things. Like if you're a bleeder, if they start realizing there's something wrong with the mom has a problem with her heart. There's so many things. Like if you can't push, there's just a lot of things that can happen.
How should a baby come out in a natural birth? Like head first, toe first?
Head first.
Head first.
She's already in position. She's engaged.
How do you get a baby to change position when it's in your stomach?
They change it.
The doctor has to stick his hand up and like move it around.
Oh, if it hasn't changed. Yeah. What they do is they go on the top of the tummy.
Yeah.
And they push.
And move it around.
And then if she doesn't move, then they go in and they push with the one hand.
So, okay. Now in terms of
very fabulous
feeling the natural birth, do you still go on to, what's an epidural is a injection
in your spine.
In your spine to do what?
To block the pain and paralyze you pretty much from the waist down.
So that would be for a natural birth, you would have an epidural.
No, and C-section.
And C-section. So either way, you're not going to feel it.
Well, I'm not going to have epidural.
Oh, you really just want to be like that springbok and walk and drop the baby out, huh?
You thought I was joking.
Why would you not want an epidural? That doesn't seem like it's going to make any difference.
It does. The baby comes out drugged.
Oh, which would...
No, it's not, I mean...
Should I find out from my mom if she had an epidural?
No, it's just like the baby will come out and it'll be a bit like sleepy and stuff. So it's just a really holistic experience going without the epidural.
And you want this... How were you born? What's the feedback been from people that you've spoken to about this?
They are like, you're crazy. You'll change your mind. But if you change your mind too late, then you still carry on going.
Yeah, then it's too late.
Yeah.
Then you've got to push that sucker out.
So they can't just put the epidural in halfway through?
No, because the epidural's got time to work.
How, though, if you're paralyzed from the waist down, do you do the breathing motions to get the baby out and push it?
That's the problem, is that you can't push. Your pushing motion isn't as good as if you do it naturally.
Isn't it like, I think when you get to that point, it's the contractions that are doing the pushing, right? So you don't actually have to push.
No, it's you.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. So, like, you know...
Who wants an Easter egg? Now that we're chatting about...
I don't want to see eggs.
I don't know if guys can do the same. Like when we want to hold in a wee, it's a muscle, that pelvic muscle.
No, you can hold in a wee, yeah. Everyone can hold in a wee.
No, but I don't know if it's you engage the same muscles as us. We like hold in a wee, it's your pelvic muscle. That's the muscle that you've got to use to push. You don't use your core. You use the pelvic muscle to push the baby out.
So your Pilates is doing nothing for you?
No, Pilates is all about your pelvic muscle.
Ah. I'm really curious to see how this is going to go, Tamron.
I think we should live webcam it. It's not a bad idea. So let's chat about it afterwards.
Is this why, and Stevie's going to love it, I'm going to bring the Kardashians in. Is this why it was such a big deal that Courtney just took the baby out and held it?
Yes.
What?
When she gave birth to one of her kids.
She pulled her own baby out, which I think is quite cool. Because that's how they do it, like, in the...
Why would she want to do that?
Because, like, she's all about natural and stuff like that. Organic and no plastic and... Yeah.
But I ain't pulling my own baby out. I'll be doing it in a hospital just in case stuff goes wrong.
Are you doing it in a hospital? See, because, like, I imagine my dream birthing scenario, not pregnant yet, by the way, is that I would like to do it in a midwifery. So have a midwife deliver my baby, because they're generally located really close to hospitals and they're really beautiful, like, rooms, and there's music and everything's tranquil and you can do it in the bath, or, like, you know, I imagine kind of myself squatting and being like,
and out comes the baby. Well, look, I mean, I can get you a Beats pull if you want music so badly and put it in the hospital.
Hell no. I'm doing it in a hospital just in case stuff goes wrong.
Yeah. We
live in an age where there's hospitals for a reason.
Yes. But there's also, I mean, they can tell hours in advance if something is going to go wrong. And
no,
they have,
sometimes it's as the baby pops.
Yes, that's true. But, I mean, there's so many tests these days and they know exactly what's going to come out. And, yes, they are, you know. I know, it's very hectic.
It's actually a lot.
The thing that makes me think that it would be a good idea is because this is how it's been done, always.
And that's why there are a lot of issues with people who were born before.
I just think you need to have a doctor present for something like this. Listen, if I had to give birth tomorrow, it would be a C-section. I'd be drugged up to the max. I'd pop a sleeping pill before so that I just wake up and the baby's there. I would not want to endure any form of pain.
That is like the magic of childbirth.
But C-section, you don't experience pain. You come in 2 weeks before your...
that's what he's saying.
And if you you wake up, I mean, your stomach's been cut open, so you will feel pain.
Well, yeah, like you've recovery. Had any operation, you will feel pain.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way to have a baby without, you know, a little bit of wear and tear.
Yes, adoption. Mm.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that is true.
Like, for example, when you have a C-section, you book two weeks before your due date. So baby comes out 2 weeks early, up to a week. They won't do it on 40 weeks. They'll do it like 38, 39 weeks.
But
so that you don't go into labor.
But you could go into labor and then they not be able to do the natural birth and then they have to do the C-section.
Yes.
Sure. What does this all cost?
Lots. A C-section.
I don't even know, and I know it's lots.
That is why a lot of the times people get really irritated, is a C-section costs so much more money. So to find a gynae that is going to let you go C-section is really difficult.
Let you get, wait, hold on. Natural birth is more expensive.
No, C-section is so much more expensive. So most gynaes
want to do
C-sections because that's, more money in their bank account.
How much what's expensive?
But that's the cynic, I think.
Like 25 grand.
Okay, plus hospital.
Excluding hospital.
Yeah.
But that's not including all of the tests and every time you go to see the doctor.
You have to pay 1,000 rand each time.
So it's like 100,000 rand to give birth.
Probably.
Yeah, 100 grand to give birth. And then naturally, I mean, it could cost nothing.
Naturally can cost up. No, it's
on
like,
the side of the river by yourself.
Yeah.
I think it's like up to like 15 grand, depending on what you need.
Okay. Listen, it's really interesting. Those are the only two options, right? C-section and natural.
But you can do the water birth and all those.
What's a water birth now?
You have it in the bath. Remember I just mentioned.
But it still comes out through natural birth.
There's only one hole this baby's coming out of.
You know what?
Well, it's two, technically.
Okay, technically.
There is a scene in
a movie.
Otherwise,
you got to make a hole.
Yeah.
There's a scene in a movie that scarred me for life when it comes to water births. Mm. Jennifer Lopez did some movie where she was having a baby or something. One of her romantic comedy movies or whatever. And she decided she's going to have a water birth. And so she started doing it. And then she was pooing in the...
Yeah, they do poo.
In the water thing.
Because you're pushing.
Out comes the baby. It was just horrible to watch.
Mm-hmm. I think it's horrible any way you watch it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's not, no.
Magic of childbirth.
No, it's not. That's also one thing. That's also, I think, why... Many times the guys don't want their woman to go natural because it's a horrific experience for them as well.
Can we say horrific? Can't we say like transformative rather?
Seeing your vagina split wide open.
Mm. Yeah,
there's nothing glorious.
Going to be the start it's only the start of gross things to come when you have a kid.
No, I think seeing the vagina that you usually have tight around you, splitting wide open with the head coming out, is quite graphic.
Look, it's just a lot. This whole thing's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to
But I'm glad we started with the C-sections. That was a good starting point. Let's shift gears because we're going to speak about this.
C-sections are always a good starting point.
We're going to speak so much about this in the run-up to Tamron's pregnancy. And, of course, we'll be live from the hospital as it happens.
Live tweeting. We've got the baby's account. It's hashtag Jardine baby. Or
it's a Peterson baby.
Maybe can we... we need to figure out a nice, catchy hashtag for the baby.
We started the account. I registered it last night. And obviously, good. Location in Tamron's womb.
Always geotagging.
Yeah. And so as soon as baby's born, it'll be out of Tamron's womb. Real person on planet Earth. There you go. Okay, let's shift gears for a second. And I think it was Richard Mulholland that was speaking about this on Gareth's show the other day. Transgender bathrooms. Whose topic was, who wants to speak about this?
I have no idea what show I'm on.
Where is all of this? We have a group and we speak about things we want to speak about. And you've now on two occasions not put in stuff that these ladies wanted to speak about at all.
Because it came after I'd already put all the content together.
Oh, okay.
So when I ask, it must happen. Otherwise,
so now we are stuck with transgender bathrooms.
Well, you don't have to talk about it.
No, we can talk about it now.
You can look at the
group
and see what they suggested. Okay. We can carry on over to next week.
Okay.
You know, this isn't
now everyone knows how our content production happens. What's up? You guys can join in the conversation. Simply request an add-in to our WhatsApp group.
So,
083.
So Producer Cat really wants to know, why do we not in 2016 have unisex bathrooms as a normal thing?
They are in most restaurants.
Not a place.
Oh no, Tamron, they are not. They are not. Are
unisex bathrooms?
They exist. I mean, it's not the norm.
Tashes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you're right.
Life Grand Cafe.
It's not necessarily unisex. It's just different bathroom units. So instead of, you know, they'll just put a toilet and a basin in one space. Or they'll just put a toilet there. So the only thing that makes it non-unisex is that there's no urinals and that you're kind of secluded off in your own space.
I don't think I'd want someone to see me squatting on the toilet.
So, okay, I think Tamron's missing the point here. So I have a little segue, as only Stevie French can, but I do feel that it fits in quite well with this conversation. So I read an article, you know, there's the constant joke about the fat person on the plane, and the character's walking down to their seat, and of course they see a fat person, they're sitting next to the fat person, and they're sitting all squashed up, and the fat person's sitting there all big and huge and obnoxious. I read a blog post by a fat woman, who spoke about how flying is one of the most traumatic experiences that she has to, like, go through in her life. She says that kind of 2 to 3 weeks before the flight, she can't sleep, she gets anxious, she just, you know, is really going through something. She says that basically flying is just as dreadful as a fat person as it is for you sitting next to the fat person. And basically she spoke about how, you know, she tries to compact herself and be so tiny so that she doesn't touch anyone and doesn't offend anyone and doesn't order a drink because she doesn't want to be difficult. And it just kind of made me think, like, wow, okay, until somebody speaks about it, you don't think about stepping out of your own experience and your own perspective. And I feel like transgender, unisex, you know, available to all bathrooms are almost another level of that. We don't think, oh, we should have unisex bathrooms because some people, you know, are transsexual or having a gender identity crisis, you know. We only know about those things when they come into the fore and they come into our public frame of reference and our media. And, you know, and the thing is, I mean, not long ago, black people weren't allowed to use the same bathrooms as white people were, you know. So I feel like, and now that's, of course, I mean, like, that's ridiculous now that we think that. And I think maybe, you know, in 20 years' time, we'll think, oh my gosh, only women can go into this bathroom? What's up with that?
However, about to be a mother to a little girl, there is no ways in hell I will let my child walk into a bathroom that's unisex by herself until she is, like, probably 15, 16 years old.
But don't you think that unisex bathrooms, I mean, the unisex bathrooms that I've been in are much better, aren't as enclosed as traditional female male bathrooms are. So, you know, when I go into a unisex bathroom, it's all open and it's all the kind of sinks and things, and it's only the cubicles that are shut off.
I'd still have an issue.
I still see your point.
I would still have an issue knowing that there could possibly be a man in the bathroom that could possibly do something to my child.
Sure.
Because I know of a lot
like a whole
of people
angle.
Who have, that has happened to little boys in little in men's bathrooms sometimes.
But
so now they're going to be in the same bathroom with my little girl.
But it's a different issue.
No, I get that, but at the same time, being about to be a mom to a little girl, I don't agree with completely unisex bathrooms.
It's actually valid points on sort of all sides.
But then why can't you just go into the bathroom that you identify with?
Yeah, that's where I would be with more. If you feel like you're a woman and you're making the transition to be a woman, then you should be able to go into the women's bathroom.
And people need to be less freaking judgmental. I spent some time with someone who was like just super judgy of everyone. Like, someone would walk in with, like, a random dress or, like, a stupid haircut, and they'd be like, oh my god, look at that haircut. And I'm like, it's his freaking haircut. You only need to see it once in your life. Like, he's the one that needs to wake up and go to sleep with it every single night. What do you give a shit what his hair looks like? Like, what do you care? Even if you think that a person who is a male dressing as a female or a female dressing as a male, if you think they look dumb and they're making, like, bad life choices, who gives a shit what you think? I'm done.
Power. Producer Cat?
No, I think she kind of answered my question.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to know. Like, if you were in the bathroom and a Caitlyn Jenner walked in, like, you can see it's a man, but they're busy transitioning. Like, would that make you feel uncomfortable?
No, because it's a woman. Why must she go and stand in a male's bathroom?
But I'm like, for Caitlyn Jenner, I'm pretty sure she uses female restrooms now.
Because that's what she did.
Should.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I think don't think she should walk into a male bathroom.
I feel like.
Because that's. I think the men would be more uncomfortable than the women seeing her walk into the bathroom.
Alternatively, yeah. I feel like all transgendered people should just use, like, the female bathroom, because I think males can be more dangerous towards
them.
They
yeah.
don't understand.
No, I do
or
agree
is that,
that,
like, really bad? I don't know.
Even look, it's a reality.
Or even use the family bathrooms if they don't want to be in the female bathroom.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I thought to myself, you know, a male transitioning into a female is never going to be attacked in a female bathroom. And I thought, so it's much better to be with the sex that you identify with. But, I mean, a female dressed as a male – female transitioning as a male, or, you know, I mean, they're not safe.
But men still won't hit them. It won't hit a woman. If they think it's a woman, they won't hit a woman.
I know, but they can do a lot worse, Tim.
Yeah, true.
Look, it's an interesting conversation. Like I said, it sparked on Richard Mulholland's segment on Gareth's show, which had a mixed reaction to it. Yeah, people should just be allowed to, I don't know, piss where they want to, though, right?
No, but at the same time, like, I wouldn't want a creepy old man.
The amount of people that piss on the side of the street, that people should be able to use whichever bathroom yeah. they want to use.
Yeah.
No, to a certain extent, I do think, like, I think if they're going to do unisex bathroom, then there needs to be a family bathroom.
Okay.
Because that is one thing I've noticed with Rusty, is he's now going to have two little girls. When I'm not around, he has to take his little girl into the male bathroom.
Oh, is that how it works?
If there's no family bathroom.
But generally, I mean, that's, yeah.
Because you've got to wipe them.
The changing rooms, like baby changing rooms.
Are mostly in the female bathroom.
True, but aren't they also in the paraplegic bathroom?
Not all the time.
Mm.
Huh. It's actually really interesting when you start to think about it. I do think, though, that a lot of, I mean, and I hear what Tamron was saying earlier about, you know, the danger of unisex bathrooms and that. But I think on the overall, unisex bathrooms probably do more good than they do bad.
That's why I think if overall, they're going to do unisex, then they need to do.
I mean, I'm just thinking of like a.
Also, I think if you are a female, a male transitioning to a female, it's actually not safe for them to even use a unisex bathroom.
But also, and then also, like, in a lot of religious cultures, you know, I mean, I lived in Dubai, and the thought of a unisex bathroom in Dubai is just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I mean, that being said, I have been in restaurants in Dubai where there are only two toilets, and it doesn't have a male and a female. It's just use the toilet. It's an all-encompassed toilet, you know, bath, you know, toilet, basin, towel, everything's in the little enclosed space. And so I know, you know, in Dubai, for example, the woman will take off their abayas and fix their makeup and do their hair, and they would never be able to do that in a unisex bathroom.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I hear you.
And a lot of Muslim people do live in South Africa.
So they'd be a little screwed. Maybe they just need to be more progressive. I don't know.
Ari, take that back.
Listen, it's a tricky one. I just think of planes. Like, planes are unisex bathrooms and it works
fine. But
they're
enclosed.
But this is what I'm saying. A unisex bathroom, in my mind,
yes.
is closed bathroom stalls.
But it's still yes. in a room separate from the center.
Yeah. I don't know. Sure. I never thought this morning when I woke up I'd have so much to consider around bathrooms and whether they should be unisex or male.
I don't think, like, shopping center planning is in our near future, but...
No, definitely not.
What's next on the topic roll?
No, well, we're out of time. Yeah,
sorry.
Producer Kat's shouting at me to wrap up.
Yeah, the next guest is waiting.
She's giving you the helicopter hand.
Yeah, she's giving me the helicopter hand.
What happened to our topics originally about dogs and friends?
We were going to talk about health, about skipping on diets.
None of that is here, by the way.
I brought like 50 Easter eggs into the studio, by the way, so we could have a great segue into talking about like breaking your diet. But never mind.
We'll talk about diet next week. Yeah. Don't look at me. Look at producer Kat.
Don't worry. I already tested her quite nicely.
Okay. There was a topic on friendships. Yeah. Why do friendships change over time? I saw that in the
group. That was the one. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll kick it off with that.
Tune in next week. We have great topics. Power. Today was pretty shit. Next week will be great.
All right. There you go. How do
Stevie French SA. Producer Cat is literally on the floor.
Tamron.
At Tamron_Jardine.
There you go. That is the ladies' roundtable. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.